Wait, hold on, are we rolling?
Blame it on the snow. Blame it on the snow.
I was driving home early Sunday morning through Bakersfield, listening to gospel music.
Brothers and sisters, the time has come for each and every one of you to decide whether you are going to be the problem or whether you are going to be the solution.
Bobby the Badger Ferris here. You know what your week's been missing?
Hank's giving me those high tides. Cash is gonna sing it low.
Do you like good music?
Tune into the Barn Burner late Thursday afternoons from 5 till 6 p.m.
I think that's called the drive time.
Thanks, Bubbles. The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver for your weekly fix of
honky tonk heroes, rhythm
and blues, and
would it kill you every once in a while to play a little fog hat?
CITR 101.9 FM, that was Jack Scott with Greaseball. Jack Scott, the Canadian version of Gene Vincent, for my money. Yeah, he was from Windsor, Ontario, and was part of the first generation of rock and roll. That song, Greaseball, was too tough to play on Canadian radio in 1956. Kind of like how Link Wray's Rumble was too tough to play on American radio back in the mid-50s. So there's a little Canadiana rockabilly for you. Jack Scott, yeah, just looked tough, sounded tough, a great Canadian rockabilly artist. You are locked into the Barn Burner on this wonderful station, featuring the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. I have an announcement to make. Actually, I've got two announcements to make. Richard, the guy you just heard before me with his show Mantra, is an old yet new DJ at CITR. He's been here and he's had programs before, and now he's got a show called Mantra, and I'd just like to welcome him.
Thank you.
I'd like to welcome him to the station. Welcome him back to the station. So yeah, it's great to have all these new, wonderful, and talented programmers coming in and doing their shows at the start of this university semester. So thanks to Richard. I'm so stoked that he's going to be here 4 till 5 on Thursdays. That being said, this is the second last Barn Burner. I know. This is the second last Barn Burner. Well, I'm going to be on a permanent hiatus. I actually got a job out in the valley, in the industry, in radio, reading news, actually, at 89.5 The Hawk, and doing some stuff with the Abbotsford Heat hockey team. So I will be leaving the barn burner. So this is my second last episode. Fear not, loyal barn burnerites. I am going to try to get on with the Abbotsford Community Station. And maybe get the barn burner going out in the valley. And I'm going to try to find out by the end of next week. So if I do end up getting a time slot out there, I will make sure that next show I will be giving you the call sign and numbers for that particular station, so you can stay locked in to the barn burner. It's been a great 2 years here. I've had an absolute blast. I've just recently moved to the Thursday time slot, and for my money, this is the best radio station in Vancouver. There's so many talented programmers here. I love the staff here. I love the programmers, and I'd also like to thank you, dear listener, for tuning in and rocking out with me and enjoying the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. And it's been a blast. I've been thinking about it a lot and how much fun I've had over these past 2 years with you. And thanks for everybody who's called in, made requests, and you know, called in for contests. You've been a very, very important part of my life. But let's not dwell too much. Let's not get too sad. You know, continue to listen to the station and continue to rock out, because there's always going to be spinning. There's going to be people spinning the rock and roll, the rhythm and blues, and the country at the station. May I recommend Jason with Shake a Tail Feather, Dan with Blood on the Sandal, and Frank with Rumbletone Radio Go-Go. There you go. There's your rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country on Sundays and then on Wednesdays. So there you go. There you have it. We're going to have a great last two shows. But yeah, let's keep things rocking and rolling for these last two shows. Here's one of my all-time favorites, the Georgia Peach himself. This is Little Richard with Hey, 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 Hey. You're listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hey, baby. Hey, child. Brockman, and this is I on
Shindig. Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands that goes down 9 p.m. every Tuesday night at the Railway Club until a winner is crowned. October 18th, come out to see The Godspot, Honorary MD, and Velociraptor. October 25th, Shindig brings you The Fathoms, From Birch to You, and Rec Center. Read all about it at shindig.citr.ca.
CITR 101.9 FM. That was the first song that I ever heard by a band called The Black Keys. And I remember the first time that I heard that song, I thought to myself, these guys might be onto something. And after the last multi-platinum album, I think I was proven right. Not saying that I was an early adapter. Okay, I might have been a little bit of an early adapter. But yes, Dan Auerbach, Patrick Kearney, The Black Keys. That was the album, The Big Come Up. A badass album. Still gets a lot of spins in the Badger's Den, if you catch my drift. Before that, we had the latest from Jack Oblivion with his album, Rat City. The name of that track was Jealous Heart. That was a double shot of Memphis rock and roll, because before that, we had John Paul Keith with Anyone Can Do It from his The Man That Time Forgot album that was released, both of them released very, very recently. Anyone Can Do It might be getting my vote for Rock and Roll Single of the Year. Definitely top five. That song just kills it. It just slays it. I was going absolutely mental in here in the studio. John Paul Keith from Memphis. So was Jack Oblivion. You might recall Jack Oblivion from bands like The Oblivions and The Compulsive Gamblers. His partner in crime, Greg Cartwright, went on to form The Raining Sound. Rock and roller producer extraordinaire, has, you know, obviously produced a lot of different bands, like the Etts, Detroit Cobras, the list goes on and on and on. Both very, very talented rock and roll men, Jack Oblivion and Greg Cartwright, who was once known as Greg Oblivion. There must be something in the water in Memphis since the dawn of last century. That's all I can say about that. My wife, a necrologist, is actually going to Memphis next year, for a bug seminar of sorts to listen to a lot of peers and colleagues, talk about the agriculture industry. And I am going to try my hardest to tag along, because, a trip to Memphis is like a trip to paradise for this cat. What time we got here? It's about 20 after 5. If you have tuned in late, this is the second last edition of the Barn Burner. Sorry to say. As I mentioned earlier in the program, I'm going to try to get on and do the show in the Fraser Valley, but I'm a very sad cat to have to leave the station behind. But I'll always be a volunteer, and if I do make it back to Vancouver, you bet your ass that I will be doing the Barn Burner again. Give me a shout, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. You might not get another chance to make a request on the Barn Burner, so you might as well go ahead and do it. We're going to switch gears to some country twang. This one's from the new album Blessed from Lucinda Williams. The name of the track is called Seeing Black. Again, you are listening to UBC's community and campus radio station, 101.9 CITR.
You change your mind. How could I have been so blind? I didn't know you changed your mind. When you made the decision to get off this ride, did you run out of places to go and hide? Did you know everybody would be surprised when you made the decision to get off this ride? When you made the decision to jump ship, once and for all, lose your grip. Did you wax and dance to make it easier to slip when you made the decision to jump ship? When did you start seeing black? Was it too much good? You fail, you lack. Was it too much weight riding on your back? When did you start seeing black? Ever hear my voice? Did you see my face? Did you finally get tired of running the race? Did you use a compass to get out of this place? Did you feel your act was a final truth? The dramatic ending of a misspent youth. Did you really feel you had all the proof? Did you feel your act was a final truth? Was your heart to finally pull the plug? Was it hard to receive that final hug? An evil triumph over love. Is it hard to finally pull the plug? When did you start seeing black? Was it too much good? You fail, you lack. Was it too much weight riding on your back? When did you start seeing black? Over your bed, did you hear anything I said?
Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
October is sure to be a busy month at the Biltmore. On October 6th, catch bands Hallow Moon, The Bleeding Hearts, and Pineapple, a supergroup featuring members of the SSRIs, Portage in the Main, and Prairie Cat. October 21st, jam out with Daydream Vacation, indie rocker Zeus, and local favorites Sun Wizard. For fans of the New Pornographers, you won't want to miss band member Catherine Calder and special guest Anime Bell on October 27th. To round out your month, October 29th brings the band Nurses all the way up from Portland to share the stage with Dominant Legs.
For more information on these and other shows, including how to get tickets, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
Ronnie and Neil, Ronnie and Neil, rock stars today ain't half as real. That's the Drive-By Truckers from their album, Southern Rock Opera. Patterson Hood wrote that song, sings on it, plays guitar on it, and I had the chance to interview him earlier this year in the springtime. If you got a chance to listen to that, it was a big moment for me in the barn burner getting to interview Patterson Hood. What a nice guy. What a great artist. And before that, we had, I don't know what it is about rock bands doing Hank Williams senior songs, but I can't get enough of it. It makes me go crazy. I picked up this album last week, Simon Stokes and the Nighthawks doing Jambalaya by Hank Williams Sr., and what a killer version they do. Simon Stokes was kind of an also-ran in the 70s blues rock scene, was a big advocate of the MC5 and another bands from Detroit. He actually kind of did a country rock album a couple years back with members of the Bell Rays, and Wayne Kramer from the MC5 was on it, and it was kind of Waylon Jennings-y. It was kind of like, it was a bit like outlaw country, but that Simon Stokes and the Nighthawks album is definitely a lost rock and roll classic from the 70s. If you see that in the record store, definitely pick it up. It's an absolute barn burner, and that's why I'm playing it on the show. Before that, obviously, Lucinda Williams was Seeing Black from her new album. I want to get back to that Ronnie Neal song by the Drive-By Truckers. Obviously, that song tells a story of Ronnie Van Zant and Neil Young and their relationship and the song Sweet Home Alabama that Skinner wrote as a response to Neil Young's songs Southern Man and Alabama. And a lot of people don't realize this, but the two became very, very good friends afterwards because Neil was a huge fan of that song because you got to take your hat off to anybody that's just going to, you know, throw his name in the mix and call him out on something. And Skinner were always self-professed, huge Neil Young fans. And if you listen to the lyrics of that song, Neil Young actually wrote Powderfinger on the Russ Never Sleeps album for Ronnie to sing with Skynyrd, and obviously never got a chance to do that. They died in a plane crash in 77. And But quite an amazing story and a great song by the Drive-By Truckers. I got to ask Patterson some questions about that tune when he called in, and it was great. And yeah, if you don't have the double album Southern Rock Opera, then you need to listen to the show. You would have needed to listen to the show more, because I played it a lot. Basically, anything by the Drive-By Truckers is gold. So you know what? We're gonna play some Neil Young right now. Actually, we're gonna play Powderfinger from Rust Never Sleeps, and we're gonna bookend it with from Skynyrd from their album Give You Back My Bullets with a song called Trust. So let's get going with that right now. The Godfather of Grunge, Neil Young. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Give me a shout if you want, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. You can also tweet me a request at Bobby_Ferris. If you want to email me, Bobby@BobbyFerris.com. Let's rock out.
Look out, mama, there's a white boat coming up the river.
Let's go.
Welcome to Deadfest, the West's best festival for your edgiest alternative cinema. Deadfest goes down Thursday, October 20th at the Rio Theater. Kung Fu treachery, splattastic horror, insane action, and cult classics from around the world. Deadfest has it all. Come to Deadfest at the Rio Theater on Thursday, October 20th, if you dare. For more information, visit DEDfest.com. Deadfest is sponsored by CITR.
About a friend of mine.
CITR 101.9 FM. That was a new split. Well, I mean, that the song was actually Highway Baby by Misha and the Spanx, but the actual, it's a split 7-inch with Misha and the Spanx and the Sphinx, both Canadians. Misha and the Spanx, I've been playing since basically this show started, from Calgary. She's killer. That new song sounds great, too. Whoever's producing her is doing a bang-up job. Before that, we had Lynyrd Skynyrd with Trust from Give Me Back My Bullets, that album, in a little Neil and Ronnie tribute set. We got about 7 minutes before Fleur gets on with Are You Aware? Always a good time, always very socially conscious, and Fleur and I were actually just discussing that the Stone Roses are getting back together. We're pretty excited. I think some plane tickets might be bought when we actually find out what date it's going to happen on. So, yeah, there you go. I guess John Squires and Ian Brown finally made peace.
Oh, they made the money.
And that and the fact that they're both, yeah, they're middle-aged, they're looking to actually, you know, get a bit of a nest egg going, and they're not doing so many drugs anymore, so they need the dough. Anyways, I digress. Yeah, coming up, we've got another fantastic, actually two women from Vancouver. The Pack AD have a new album out called Unpersons. And guess what? I found out that we have 5 copies of Unpersons to give away on the station. So the first caller in, 604-822-2487, that can tell me how many members there are. In the Pack AD. I'm totally just like, I'm giving it to you. So basically, if you don't know, if you've been listening to the show and you don't know how many members in the Pack AD, then shame on you. Shame on you, listeners of Vancouver or worldwide or wherever you're going to be calling from. Ooh, look, caller already. But yeah, okay, without further ado, we've got the Pack AD. Name of this track is called Haunts You, because I'm not playing a Halloween show. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.